Come on.
Everybody's here.
Like. Ready for bed. Oh. Now switch the telly off.
As legal counsel, it's my job to
what I said, sir.
Your suspension is effective
immediately. Mm-hmm. I know. You don't want bedtime, but it's late. And mummy's been, she needs to be up early in the morning. And you, little munchkin, have stayed up way too late these past few nights. Yeah, you have. Yes, you have. Don't argue with me. Come on. Let's go in the bathroom and freshen up. Ah, you look so cute pouting. But you know what I say goes. So, come on, chop chop. Now, which ones do you want? The cute teddy one? Or the one with the stars on? Oh, definitely a wise choice. I approve. Right, go brush your teeth. Mummy will be in to check. I wonder what they got up to. Baby? Baby? What are you doing? Oh, come here, silly. You needed mummy's help, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. I thought so. Here, let me wash your face. Here. I do it all of you. Ah, oh, such a good little baby, aren't you? Yes, you are. Now, come on. Let's take your clothes off. Yeah, take the top off first. Ah, oh, don't cover up, sweetheart. You don't have to be ashamed of your body. Mummy loves you no matter what. Mm-hmm. You are beautiful. You are so very beautiful. I don't care if you have scars or a little self-conscious. You are so fucking beautiful, and I will keep telling you that. I know Mummy swore, but I need to say it for emphasis. Well, until you believe me. Let me just... kisses all your stomach, giving you little raspberries. Aww, your giggles are so cute. There we go. I love seeing that smile on your pretty face. But now, we need to get you in your onesie. Come on, arms up, little one. Perfect. Now let me pull it down. Aww. You always look so cute in this. It's one of Mummy's favourite ones to put on you. Let me fasten it. Hold still. Such an impatient baby. Now that's it. We're all done. Mm-hmm. Did you brush your teeth? Let me check. Say, ah. Minty fresh. Well done, sweetheart. You really are such a good baby for Mummy. You make me so proud of you, little one. Now, who's to put to bed with us? No, we cannot put them all in bed with us. There's not enough room. Pick two. Yes. Mummy said two, only. Oh, those puppy dog eyes. On those pleases. Okay, damn it. One more. Oh, is that the new one? Mm-hmm. A little dolphin. And what's its name? Really? You're going to call it Dolphy? Is it a boy or a girl? Oh, non-binary. Okay, well, I love them regardless of gender, just like I love you. Now, who are the other two you're fetching with you? Baby girl. Why am I not surprised? You waited months and months after watching The Mandalorian for Disney to fetch it out. And when I bought you it for Christmas, the smile on your face was priceless. It was so worth waiting in the queue for it. Oh, he is so cute. Now, come on, pick the third one. What do you mean you can't pick which one? Oh, you want Mamita? Okay. I think you are right. It's hard to choose. Fine. Then we'll take them all. God, I think we need a bigger bed, to be honest. There's going to be no room for Mummy. Thanks, sweetheart. Nice to know there'll still be room for me. Always. Now, do you want to lie on Mummy's chest? Yes, it's your favourite spot. And it's my favourite place to comfort you. You know, you're always safe in Mummy's arms. I've got you, little one. I will always protect you in those horrible dreams. You know that in my arms you're always safe. I'll lay in my arms while I give you those special head pats. I want you to breathe in and out like we've learned. You're ready to be a good little cutie pie for me. Yes, you are a cutie pie. A cutie wootie pie. Okay, well, right now I want you to tell you. I love you so much. So much. And I love both sides of you. The adult side and the little side. Neither one any less than the other. And you are the light of my life. You are my heart and those around you too. Every time you walk in the room, people are so encompassed by your light that you surround each person with your sparkle. Good, sweetie. Keep doing it. Breathe in and out, Mummy. Well done, little one. Well done. Keep doing it. You know you make Mummy super proud to be your caregiver. And that you trust me with your little space. That you can allow yourself to be vulnerable. And allow me to take care of you. Your heart is amazing. You have so much love. And you show it to those around you and strangers too. You're so kind. And you're always trying to help others. And that makes me so ducking proud. Yes, Mummy did swear, but it was only for emphasis. And I'm allowed to. I'm an adult after all. Now, you need to know something. After work tomorrow, Mummy has a special treat for you. I'm not telling you. No, silly, it's a surprise. Oh, no pouting. It's a good surprise. I'm not telling you. Oh, I know you hate surprises. But you will love this one, I promise. Fine. I pinky swear promise that you will love it. See? Now Mummy wouldn't pinky swear because I need my fingers, thank you very much. So cute. No, you are cute. Now tell me, who's my cutie pie? No. Who's my cutie pie? That's right, you are. Mummy is going to give you a massive cuddle. A big, squeezy, cataclysmic cuddle. Oh, you need to breathe, sweetie. Okay. I thought you liked my squeezy hugs. Now, cutie pie, would you like a little story? It's one that I've made up. Yes, I'll tell you a very cute story. Not a scary one. Mummy isn't that mean, and it is getting late, so we should start it. Okay, it starts off with, there once was a magical unicorn. I lived among the dark forest. Shh, little one. Who's telling the story? You or me? Okay. They are non-binary. And their name is Stardew Sparkles. You see, this unicorn was the most beautiful creature of the forest. But they thought they had an enemy deep within the forest. There was Toad. There was a dark beast lurking in the shadows. And it wanted Dad to use magic so much that it used to pretend to be different objects. And this time it pretended to be a shiny star. Oh, don't worry, cutie pie. It's not a scary story. But it's a start for a little dark, like most fairy stories do. The unicorn had heard of the shadows and knew it could turn into other things. But the star was shining so bright. So the special magical unicorn walked into the forest to see the star. The deeper it got into the forest, the brighter the star got. As the star got closer, the unicorn could sense that it was a powerful entity. But the star wasn't a normal star. Intrigued by this, the unicorn walked up to the star and said, "Who's there? Why are you pretending to be a star?" The entity dimmed its light and said, "Because my natural form scares people away, and I only want to be loved." The unicorn offered the dark shadow their hand in friendship and said, "I have been in the forest, and it can be a lonely place, so I will be your friend." At that moment, a bright light shone into the dark shadow, and the shadow was transformed by magic into something even more beautiful. You see, that shadow was once a shiny princess and had been cursed by an evil hag who had banished her to the woods. The unicorn looked at the stunning princess before their very own eyes. "You have a princess?" The princess looked like she was crying. "Oh, you don't know how long I've waited for someone to offer me friendship. Everyone I met had seen the dark shadow and gone and thought the worst of me. But when you extended your friendship, you broke the evil hag's curse. You see, you chose to see me for the real me and not the impression that you first received. Please, how can I repay you? Will you come back to my kingdom with me and be my trusted sidekick?" The unicorn had looked within the moat. And that's the moral of the story. They chose to be kind, and kindness is never a weakness. Sure, people can hurt you and use it against you. But the right people will love you, and the right people will be there for you. What's that little one? Oh, the ending. Well, they both went back to Princess Cecilia's kingdom and ruled beside one another. The unicorn and the princess went on many adventures together and lived happily ever after. Did you like your bedtime story, baby? Yeah. Need to go to sleep now, though. Come on, sleepies. No more stories. I'll tell you a story at bedtime tomorrow night. And it will be of a swallow and the songbird. But for now, sweetheart, please sleep. Mummy is tired. Oh, yeah. It looks like you are too. I will hum to you. Little one. Night, night.